So someone asked how I was able to get myself to write when I was a young writer and not being published, writing in the cold, as they say, and how I was able to keep going. And it's a really important question for young writers, because you do have to spend years and years writing and for the most part not getting published, because you have to learn the craft. And how do we keep doing it? Well, a few ways. One of them is that you have to love it. And it's just like, that's like asking, why do people who are learning how to play basketball keep shooting baskets? And why do people who are learning how to crochet keep crocheting? And why do people who are learning how to play the violin keep playing the violin when they're obviously not playing for audiences, and they're not, and they're driving everybody from the room with the horrible sounds they're making? And it's because you want to, because you love doing it. And even though it can be pretty difficult sometimes, and it's, you know, it's not all easy. You know, when I was a high jumper, I loved the high jumping part, but I hated the weightlifting part. And so there are parts that are difficult, and it's the same with writing, that sometimes it can be difficult to get yourself to write. But part of it is, you know, somebody said to me that you're not a real writer till you've written a million words. So I knew I had to go a long way. And I knew that if I could write 1,000 words today, I'm 1/1,000th of the way there. And so, you know, it's like my mother's grandmother used to say to her, and then my mother said to me, inch by inch, life's a cinch. You know, yard by yard, life's hard. And so I didn't think, wow, I'm going to be writing for 10 years without getting anything published. I thought, I'm going to write a page today. And then also, there was always the hope that this piece would actually be good, and this piece would get published somewhere. And I would send it off, and occasionally I would get some small piece published, but usually it wasn't so good. And then it also really helped to have friends who would encourage me, and in my case, my mom also, who would encourage me. And what I have told young writers to do is to write down on a piece of paper, this is really good, I want to read another story by you, and then hand that to a friend of yours. And then every time you write a story, you hand them your story, and then they pull out the piece of paper and they read back to you, this is really good, can you write another story for me? And that's, you know, I was laughing about this. You know, my mom died a couple years ago, and three years before her death, we laughed about this for a little while, that I would show her all these stories I wrote in my 20s, and she would say, wow, this is so good, you're such a good writer. And I look back at some of those stories a few years ago, and they're really terrible. And I was saying to my mom, you know, those stories are pretty terrible. And she's like, oh yeah, I knew it. They were just awful. But, you know, what are you going to say? And it reminds me of this story I really like about this one famous chef. She's a pastry chef. She's famous for making wonderful pies or something. And she started making pies when she was like 4. And she still remembers the first pie she ever made. And she gave it to her grandfather, who ate a piece and said, wow, can I have another piece? That is so good. And as an adult, she said to her grandfather, do you remember that pie? And he said, oh yeah, it was one of the worst tasting things I've ever had in my life. And that's not what he said to her when she was 4. When she was 4, it's like he forced down 2 pieces. So it's, find a friend who will encourage you and who will tell you it's really good. Cause you have to get through those million words, and it's going to take encouragement, and find someone who will give you that encouragement. And because eventually you will have a critical mass of self-confidence. And I use the word critical mass like in a nuclear reaction, that at some point your self-confidence can be self-sustaining and will be self-perpetuating, a self-perpetuating reaction. But at first, it's probably not going to be that. And you're going to need to get that confidence from outside. So you need to find somebody to give it to you.